Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663 or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about fun Christmas dates you can enjoy with one another this season to strengthen your recreational intimacy.
And there's an anonymous quote that says, "Love is a precious gift worth making time for." And I think as we're talking about dates and the Christmas season and presents and all of those types of things, it's just a nice reminder that we are, your marriage is something worth making time for. Mm-hmm. As we jump into today's episode, you know, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage episode with a hug. And a hug is really an opportunity to share what you're doing in your marriage, where you're having breakthrough. And this hug actually came from a comment that was in the One Family private Facebook group that just says, "We love the vacation planner. Going over expectations is a must. Go over everything from budget to sex. Then neither one will be disappointed unless the other doesn't follow through." That's a true point, right? You guys can talk about it, but if there's no action, there might still be disappointment. "Leave room for changes, but always follow through on what is expected, especially in the sex department."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we did that episode around vacation sex challenge. Mm-hmm. I think we discussed that there. And hey, it doesn't matter what time of year it is, where you might be going. It could be the two of you. It could be you with your children. It could be a family reunion. It could be a many and myriad of different vacation or trips that you guys are taking together. This is a must have. Grab it and use it, because you set up the expectations, because we all know every trip has different expectations. And if we're sitting on the expectations of three trips ago on a trip we're going on, we could be sorely disappointed. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Having been there, Elisa and I can definitely raise our hands. This is the exact same vacation planner we use in our own marriage when we need to set expectations for trips. So
it's the vacation planner we created after many, many failed vacations.
Yeah. I'll put a link here in the episode notes if you want to pick it up for an upcoming trip you're going on.
So back in the beginning of November, it was episode 780, we had talked to us all together about getting your marriage on the calendar. And you know, the intention, the focus of that episode was really, as we're heading into the busy holiday season, let's get intentional about the time that we spend together. Let's get intentional about our marriage. And the focus of that episode was really to lay the framework of the six pillars of intimacy over your marriage in the holiday season and give you just checkpoints, really, if you think about each one of the six pillars as being a checkpoint of going, how are we doing about being intentional in our marriage during what can be a season that often derails marriages, right? Mm-hmm. You can get so focused on all the other doing and all the checkboxes and all that kind of stuff that you can be like, hey, who are you again? What does that look like?
Come January 1st, you're looking over at each other and like, oh my gosh, what are we doing in our marriage anymore? Instead of being intentional and taking action in it, even during this full season.
Mm-hmm. And so what we wanted to do in this particular episode is focus specifically on recreational intimacy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we share in chapter 9 of the Six Pillars of Intimacy, The Secret to an Extraordinary Marriage, recreational intimacy is all about what the two of you do at home, on dates, what you're doing for fun. It's how you two create plans on how you're going to spend your time together, doing things that you enjoy, getting out and exploring, but really focused on that, like, what do we do to have fun together?
Yep. So recreational intimacy to me is activities that we get to do and the fun we have together. That's when we break it down, it's not just a date night. Mm-hmm. Recreational intimacy can include date nights, but it can include just dates. It could be date day, it could be date lunch, it could be date whatever. It's what are the activities and fun we have together. We're broadening. What we're trying to do with some of these pillars is broaden how you see things. So it's not like date night is only the only way we can have recreational intimacy.
Correct.
We can go on a kayak trip. We could go on a hike. We could play cards together. We could go hold hands and sit on a bench overlooking a lake or the ocean or whatever it may be for you. But what are the activities?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we have fun together? That is your recreational intimacy pillar.
And the reason this is so important is because having fun is actually beneficial for you.
Yeah.
Right? This isn't just like, oh, you need to be childlike. No, like the older we get, the more we need the benefits of having fun. Because when you have fun, when you engage in those fun activities, you lower your stress levels. Mm. I don't know. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say everyone listening to this podcast could probably use just a smidge of lower stress in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you, a whole lot lower stress. It helps boost your mood, helps you sleep better. And having fun can actually make you be more creative and productive. It's actually not a waste of time to have fun. It's purposeful. It does things for you. Research actually shows, and this was significant, that married couples who participate in activities together have a lower divorce rate and feel better about the quality of their marriage. And that married couples who date regularly, even just once a month, can lower their chances of divorce by 14%.
And that study, I'm going to have a link here in the episode notes if you want to go check that out.
You know, it's one of those things where we can get into this place where we're so busy, so many obligations. But if we think to the point of how are we going to lower stress? How are we going to sleep better? What do I need to do to be more creative and productive? Well, let's talk about getting into a place of having fun. December shouldn't be this hiatus of fun. It shouldn't just be fun for the kids. It shouldn't just be fun, you know, for the coworker. It should be fun for us as married couples. I would even argue that there are certain things that you can only do in the month of December that we should probably take advantage of when it comes to our recreational intimacy.
And can I bring something up? Because we recently talked about financial intimacy and how are, yes, we spending during Christmas and all of that. What we look at too in our own marriage, this isn't a financial thing. It can be, but finances shouldn't limit you from having fun in your lives. I see you sort of looking at me quizzically, but what I'm saying is that you don't have to go spend, yes, $100, $200, $300 to have fun with one another. And I would say when we can get creative and figure out ways to not spend any money, we almost can have more fun,
mm-hmm,
because it challenges us. It's easy to go spend $100 on a meal. Easy. How hard is it to go make a reservation at a restaurant and just go sit across from one another, look at your phones and spend $100? It's tough to go try to do something and spend nothing sometimes,
mm-hmm,
because you actually have to engage in what you're really going to do. So I just want to make sure that people and you guys understand that just because we're saying, hey, go do some Christmas dates, go have fun, the monetary part of it doesn't need to be something that hinders you from going and strengthening your recreational intimacy pillar.
And I would say it's not just the monetary, it's also the time. You know, mm-hmm, a lot of you are going to say, I don't have time. And this was a lesson that Tony and I had to learn. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very well known within the one family that both of our children's birthdays are between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
We actually, when Alex was two, we lost a child the day after his birthday. So we have a lot that goes on just emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have done school Christmas party events types things. You know, when you start doing kids' birthdays and everybody else has got a birthday and Christmas holiday parties, and all that, like, you can look at the month of December and be like, you know what? We're just going to call an audible on this one. We're going to call a timeout. We're not going to. And we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're so passionate about couples being intentional and still having those dates that keep the romance, that keep the fun going, mm-hmm, in the month of December, because we have suffered personally the consequences of not doing that, of being like, you know what, we'll get to it in January. And then you just get out of sync.
Mm-hmm.
When instead you can come back to this place of saying, hold on, let's get creative. Let's start to see what's out there. And what I love about the One Family is that you guys are amazing. Like when we ask a question on Instagram and we start getting your responses, I'm like blown away because you're so much more creative.
Okay, so I just want to put this. When Elisa says on an Instagram, what she is saying there is when she posts a question on our Instagram account in our IG stories, which is only there for 24 hours. So you may want to be checking throughout the week because that's where she is posting questions to ask the One Family. It's been one of our desires for a long time that the One Extraordinary Marriage Show isn't about other people and other studies and what somebody else may be doing. It's about what you guys are doing because the One Extraordinary Marriage Show is about the One Family. So when she says on the Instagram, that's what she's alluding to.
Thank God I have a translator, you guys. Thank God he like fills in all of the gaps.
Sometimes I wonder, I'm like, what did you just say? I'm like, what? Like, finish the thought process.
I was so excited, though.
I understand so that's you're what excited, happens because you got to fill it in, though, at times.
That's what I have you for. Remember, you often tell me your color commentary.
I am
this color was clearly an evidence
that
of
was
it.
A color commentary. All right, let's share with some of what some of the comments we got back from the One Family.
Yeah, I love this because the question that I asked was, what are or have been some of your most memorable Christmas dates, things that you do, fun things that you do in the month of December, just the two of you. I was very clear, couple, not family. Mm-hmm. It's family gathering or get together versus a date, two different things. First one I saw, dinner and matching Christmas themed undies plus a movie together.
Yep.
I'm loving that.
Christmas themed undies. I mean, you can get them anywhere. Shinesty has been a favorite of ours. They just have matching themed underwear, suits, and everything else that you want around Christmas and the holidays.
Another couple play piano and saxophone together. A little musical night.
You got to be musically inclined, which is awesome.
Absolutely.
Love it.
25 days of Sexmas.
Okay, well, that brings in sexual intimacy.
It does.
Yes.
But, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
These are fun dates that couples have done. Christmas yes. light event at the zoo.
Well, 25 days of Sexmas, I would say, is a sexual challenge.
It is a sexual challenge. But there's got to be romance in there somewhere.
I understand that, but that's still sexual intimacy.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair. Well, it depends on what they're doing. We don't know. It could be a little recreational.
I'm not saying there isn't. I'm just saying 25 days of Sexmas, I'm like, okay, that's a Christmas sex challenge.
That's a whole different episode.
Yes.
Whole different episode. Did you hear my Christmas light event at the zoo?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't respond. This one I loved. Progressive dinner date in nearby town so we can check out the Christmas lights as we walk.
Yeah, that's a great one. I do enjoy that.
Drive to look at the Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. For all of our winter friends, those that live in the northern states, go cross-country skiing came up. Go snowmobiling.
Mm-hmm.
Go on ski dates with hot chocolate at the local coffee shop after.
Mm-hmm.
I have to specify because here in San Diego, the snowmobiling, skiing, all of that kind of stuff, not happening. But I appreciate all of you that love the cold.
When we were in Spokane.
I didn't do any of those things in Spokane.
I'm not saying we did. I'm just saying we knew people who did.
Oh, okay.
We know people who do all this stuff now. Yeah.
So kind of like the Christmas-themed undies, there was another one that said dress up in Christmas-themed lingerie. And dance to the song Christmas Valentine.
I like the Christmas lingerie. I've never heard the song Christmas Valentine.
I haven't either, but okay. The dancing was really kind of what brought in the recreational intimacy
it.
On
no,
that.
No, I love it.
Make gingerbread houses together.
Yeah, and I think that could be anything, right? Like make gingerbread houses, make, you know, some sort of Christmas-themed cookie or mm-hmm. something of that nature, that baking, if you're a cook and you the two of you love cooking together. I find that to be awesome, personally. I think if you have that ability to cook and enjoy that together, I find that activity to be awesome. We've talked about it a few times. Doesn't really happen.
Here's one that actually showed up that I did not put on this list.
Okay.
But I love that it came from somebody in the One Family that said, watch football together all curled up.
That's us.
That's us.
That's more us.
That's us.
That's definitely an activity that brings joy to Elisa and I. And it doesn't matter if it's college or NFL.
College.
Lean more towards college up for the curl up and everything. But we can totally relate.
Well, and what I love about these different ideas, and this is just a handful of the ones that we got though, but you know, it's getting into that place of creativity and thinking through, like when you start to hear what somebody else is doing, you can totally, like you have permission from Tony and I and from those that shared their answers in the one family to borrow
That's right.
something from their list. We shared it with you. If you heard something and you're like, I want to do that, do it. Mm-hmm. Do it, because it's going to bring the two of you together. The two of you are going to have fun. But we also want to talk about how the two of you can create your own list. And we're going to do that after this break. We're back. And we're talking about how the two of you can create a list of Christmas dates that'll help keep the spark alive here in the month of December. And, you know, start by thinking through, what are those nostalgic or mm-hmm. traditional activities that maybe you do every year? Maybe, you know, you took a year off or you were traveling or something happened and you didn't do it last year. And you're like, you know what? I love when we do that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you know, whether it's going for the Christmas lights drive, we actually have one of those like Christmas card lanes, mm-hmm. you know, literally a mile from our house. And so the weekend after Thanksgiving is when the lights all go up. And it is special mm-hmm. to us. Our kids don't necessarily want to go, but you know what? We're like, we're going. We're getting on. But maybe you go ice skating. Maybe you watch a special Christmas movie. Our personal favorite.
Elf. You may have your own. But again, it might be one of those things where two of you have an afternoon to just settle in, or maybe it's an evening after the kiddos go to bed mm-hmm. and you two get to just hang out and watch a fun special Christmas movie together.
Or maybe you build a snowman together, just the two of you, let the kids build their own and then the two of you build your own. You know, thinking back to those things that you remember about being a child. Look at you. What are you smiling? You didn't even have snow when you were little.
We had snow in Banning a few times. Not during Christmas. It wasn't like it was a white Christmas.
Like, you barely had enough snow to, like your snowmen were like...
You know what we made?
Uh-oh.
We made tumbleweed snowmen in Banning.
That's what happens when you live outside of Palm Springs.
When you live in the desert of Southern California, that's what you build for Christmas. We would do those for sure.
I remember all the snow stuff in Ohio.
Yeah, you do remember the snow stuff.
We had a lot of snow.
You know, when it comes to... like the snowy stuff, obviously, having lived here in Southern California, we don't have them. But I do. We have done the Christmas card lane style mm-hmm. For many years. That has been, I think, if I were to think of a tradition you and I have done, we would make sure to get out and do that, or even just drive around mm-hmm. and look at different areas and not get into those crowded neighborhoods. But we would just go drive around and see the Christmas lights.
Yeah. And you think about those nostalgic ones. You think about the Christmas activities that you do at home. You know, do the two of you mm-hmm. decorate your home together? This was actually something I heard from a lot of the Bold Wives this year, from the Bold Wives Club, mm-hmm. talking about the fact that this year they were doing it together with their husbands or with their families. Do you wrap presents together? You know, a lot of couples will, you know, have that moment after the kids go to bed and they get in front of the fire and it's the two of them wrapping presents or singing Christmas songs. You know, when our kids were younger, not so much at home, more in the car, but my oldest and I, we would crank up the Christmas songs and just mm-hmm. sing all the different Christmas songs together. You know, you can also look at Christmas date ideas from the perspective of food, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tony, you were talking about, you know, baking cookies together, doing, right. you know, I mentioned making the gingerbread houses, getting into the place of, you know, maybe there's a special Christmas beverage that the two of you share. Like, I remember growing up, my mom loved eggnog. It actually causes a gag reflex in me. I don't know what the...
I remember drinking it, like when we were younger married, we had some eggnog around.
We did?
Yeah, but we haven't had it in, it has to be 20 years, I think that.
Yeah, I just remember my mom having it as a kid. Like, my mom loved having eggnog.
Oh, so did my grandma. Grandma Blanche did, too, when we were... But I, for some reason, remember us, like, early married having eggnog around during the Christmas.
Okay. Could be. I was just like, this is what I was told to do. And, like, I remember your dad always roasting chestnuts.
Yeah, Dad did roast chestnuts.
That
yeah.
was a big thing. You know, maybe there's just those traditional meals that you have every year at Christmas that the two of you can make together. Or maybe you just decide that you're going to do activities together. Like, you're going to do the Christmas shopping. One of the other wives in the Bold Wives Club actually just mentioned this. She posted in the group and she was like, he asked me this past week, you know, do you want to go do our Christmas shopping together and then go grab dinner? And she just was like, yes and yes. Like, I'll grab my bag. Wow. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know, and it's those type of activities that you just do because now's the time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are so blessed, I would just share that you might even try and do like a weekend getaway. Just the two of you. Somewhere really special. I know we've got folks in towns all over, you know, the United States and whatnot, where there are like special Christmas villages and that
yes.
type of thing that are super decorated for Christmas. And you might just do a getaway.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just one night, what does it look like for the two of you to connect? But you think through those things, the activities, the getaways, the food, doing things at home, the nostalgia things. You can make your own list. But what I want to say, and this kind of goes back to the hug around the vacation planner, don't just talk about it. Don't just make the list of things that would be fun to do someday. Make the list. And then like I was telling coaching clients yesterday, get those dates on the calendar. Even if you only get one this year because, you know, we're midway through December, you're like, okay, this is when it's going to, like, do it.
Mm-hmm.
And watch the smile that shows up on your spouse's face when you're like, hey, I looked at the calendar. We've got date night planned. This is what we're going to do. I've already got it all figured out because it's December and we can do this now. And I got you all taken care of and I can't wait to spend that time with you. Tony's even smiling at me, you guys, and all I'm doing is sharing this with you. And he's like, wait, where are we going? Where are we going?
Yep. No, I love it. And, you know, I think the big thing is, what are you guys going to do? What are you guys going to do to bring a sparkle to this Christmas and to coming Christmases that will strengthen your recreational intimacy, that'll bring an activity and, again, that fun into your marriage? So take time this week. Sit down. Maybe you have an idea. Maybe you just want to surprise your spouse. Calendar it. Put it on the calendar. Send them a calendar invite. You don't need to say what you're doing, but just tell them, hey, we're going to go have some recreational intimacy this week or this month.
I do have to say one thing, though. If your spouse is going to be cold, give them a little bit of a heads
sure.
up.
Sure, yes. Yeah. If you're going to go snowmobiling, you know, make sure he or she is dressed and ready for the occasion. Yeah, like don't have them going out there in shorts. You know, and being miserable, you know, make sure they're ready for the adventure, whatever it may be, inside, outside, cooking to snowmobiling, to maybe going to see a Christmas concert or do your normal traditional watching or driving around and looking at Christmas lights. Whatever you guys choose to do, go have fun this time of year. Bring some joy into your lives. Bring some joy into your marriage. Remember, when you said I do those many years ago or however many years it may have been, you said I do to one another, to have and to hold, till death do us part. You know what? Let's not take this life for granted. Let's not, because in a blink of an eye, it's gone. So go enjoy one another. Go strengthen your recreational intimacy and go have fun. Love you guys. Have a fantastic week.